الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام والله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us O the one who is the most honorable the most gracious we thank Allah عز وجل who is our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher, the master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists. We send peace and blessings upon his most exalted and celebrated prophet, the peace of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, Arwahuna, Fida. May our souls be sacrificed at his blessed feet. We send peace and blessings upon his illustrious family and noble companions, alayhim ridwan. Subhanallah. Let's listen to this beautiful and fragrant narration with regards to increasing the recitation of durood and salat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, the one who recites durood upon me 500 times a day, he will never become a destitute. Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jalla will save him from poverty and he shall be saved from destitution. Let us inshallah recite this beautiful kalam which Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ghida Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala had composed, in which he sends hundreds of thousands of durood upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Chale milke padhte hain.
Kaabe ke badru duja tum pe karodo durood taiba ke shamsu duha tum pe karodo durood taiba ke shamsu duha tum pe karodo durood dil karo thanda mera bhook pe paancha dista dil karo thanda mera bhook pe paancha dista dil karo thanda mera bhook pe paancha dista bhook pe paancha dista seene pe rakh do zara ton pe karodo durood seene pe rakh do zara tum pe karodo durood kaabe ke badru tuja ton pe karodo durood taiba ke shamsu duha ton pe karodo durood aankh ata kijiye isme ziya dijiye aankh ata kijiye isme ziya dijiye aankh ata kijiye isme ziya dijiye isme ziya dijiye jalwa bahri paa gaya tum pe karodo durood kaabe ke badru tuja tum pe karodo durood taiba ke shamsu duha tum pe karodo durood kaam bole dijiye tumko jo raazi kare kaam bole dijiye tumko jo raazi kare kaam bole dijiye tumko jo raazi kare tumko jo raazi kare theek ho na mera raza tum pe karodo durood theek ho na mera raza tum pe karodo durood کعبے کے بدر تجا تو پہ کروڑوں درود طیبہ کے شمس و دوحا تو پہ کروڑوں درود
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا سيدي يا نبي الله. We are going to be listening to a beautiful kalam inshallah. It is the early parts of the morning. Dear viewers, our discussion for this morning is visiting the unwell. Ji haan, the virtues and the blessings as well as the importance of visiting those in our society who are unwell, dear viewers of Madani channel. So inshallah azza wa jalla, we will now listen to this beautiful kalam. And after listening to this kalam, when we do return, we will be discussing this beautiful topic. Stay with us till the end of today's episode. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Aqa bulalo Madine, Aqa bulalo Madine, گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی میٹھے مدینے میں گنبدِ خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی آ کر کروں روتے ہوئے کعبے کا میں طواف آ کر کروں روتے ہوئے کعبے کا میں طواف مکے کے جلوے پھر دکھائے آخری نبی پھر گنبدِ خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی پھر گنبدِ خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی کی مجھے توفیق چاہیے رب کی عبادت کی مجھے توفیق چاہیے فرمائیے حق سے دعائے آخری نبی پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی میٹھے مدینے میں پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی آقا بلالو مدینے آقا بلالو مدینے آقا بلالو مدینے آقا بلالو مدینے بعد آپ کے ہرگز نہ آئے گا نبی نیا بعد آپ کے ہرگز نہ آئے گا نبی نیا واللہ ایمان ہے میرا اے آخری نبی پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی گنبد خضرا بلائے آخری نبی پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی آقا سنگری جانیوں کے روبرو ہو کاش آقا سنگری جالیوں کے روبرو ہو کاش ایمان پہ میرا خاتمہ اے آخری نبی پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میرے کی مجھے خیرات خیر سے، دے دے شفاعت کی مجھے خیرات خیر سے، روز قیامت بخشوائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، آقا بلالو مدینے، آقا بلالو مدینے، آقا بلالو مدینے، آقا بلالو مدینے، اب وقت رحلت آ گیا عطار زار کا، اب وقت رحلت آ گیا تار زار کا، جلوہ دکھا کلمہ پڑھا اے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھا اے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، گنبد خضرا بلائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، آقا بلالو مدینے،
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھا اے آخری نبی، سبحان اللہ، کیا بات ہے مدینے کی. Dear viewers of Madinah channel, may Allah Azza wa Jalla take us all to the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwara and Makkatul Mukarramah. There are hundreds and thousands of people throughout the world who desire to visit Madinatul Munawwara, but due to various circumstances, people aren't able to visit Madinatul Munawwara. Increase your recitation of Durood and Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and submit your application from your heart. Your turn and your call will surely come, dear viewers of Madini channel. Allahu Akbar. And now, inshallah, I want to narrate a beautiful and amazing, inspiring parable, dear viewers of Madini channel, with relation to visiting and seeing the sick people, subhanallah. In our society, there are many people, perhaps in our families, there are people, there are family members and relatives who are sick at this very moment, but they are deprived of family members who perhaps give them visitations and do not see them, do not give them condolences, and this increases their miserable condition too. Listen to this beautiful narration. As mentioned, dear viewers, the mother of the believers, Hazrat Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, has stated in a narration, dear viewers of Madini channel, Allahu Akbar, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not see a certain companion in the masjid. Allahu Akbar. He did not see a companion in the masjid who was in his youth at that time. So he inquired about this youngster as to where is he. So the companions mentioned, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has a severe fever. So for this reason, the companions thought he would pass away at a young age. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to his companions, come, we will go and visit him. He's sick and you assume that he even may pass away, so let's go and visit him. The Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taken his companions, his blessed companions with him to visit this youngster. Allahu Akbar. Thus, when they entered his home, dear viewers of Madini channel, this young man began to cry when he seen the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, son, Do not cry. Why do you cry? Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam has informed me that fever is a shave from hell for my nation. Allahu Akbar. Fever, subhanallah, fever is a shay of hellfire. It is a shay and part of the hellfire. If you have been inflicted with this in the world, Allah Azza wa Jalla shall save you from the hellfire on the day of judgment. Subhanallah, may Allah Azza wa Jalla forgive us our sins for the sake of this youngster, dear viewers of Madani Channel, this young companion who in the state of fever had been granted such a great opportunity that the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla, along with his companions, had went to visit this young personality. Subhanallah. May Allah Azza wa Jalla forgive us for his sake. So we learn from this, dear viewers of Madani Channel, that the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla inquired about the absence of his companions and visited him. And this is actually a Madani pearl, subhanallah, should we say, an advice for mashallah the imams out there. It is an advice for other musallis and brothers and family members as well, that in your society when you notice the absence of a person, especially if he is a close relative, a close family member, it is our responsibility to inquire about the absence of this person. And this is exactly what the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla had done. In fact, this is what the companions would do as well. Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, after his salah, he would mention to his companions, he would mention to his people that we should inquire and see as to who is absent. Allahu Akbar. If the person is ill, we should go and visit him. And if he is not ill, then we should warn him. That is to say, we should command him to come to the masjid. If there is no reason, if there is no sickness, then he should not be in his home. So we should notice the absence of important people in our lives, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Whoever visits a sick person, listen to the virtues of visiting sick people, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Subhanallah, your iman will be refreshed. Allahu Akbar. As these are various ahadith which I present to you, dear viewers. Whoever visits a sick person, Allah Azza wa Jalla shades him with 70,000 angels. Allahu Akbar. And every time he lifts his foot to take a step, a good deed is written for him. Allahu Akbar. When he completes a step, one of his sins is removed. And he is elevated by one rank until he takes his seat, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Whilst he is sitting, he is enveloped in the mercy and remains as such until he returns to his home, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Allahu Akbar. Now, this is just some sort of motivation to listen to the blessings and virtues of those who go to visit the sick in our society. Whether you go to the hospital, whether you go and visit him at his home, it is a sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla would command his companions as well to visit the sick. This was a routine of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would even visit his sick companions, even if they lived on the outskirts of Madinatul Munawwara. This is the display of his remarkable level of humility, humbleness and compassion towards his companions alayhi muridwan. Subhanallah. We can't even imagine, dear viewers. Yani, hum kya soch sakte hain? What can, or how can we ever imagine, or what can we think of such a situation when a companion is blessed with a visitation, and the person who visits him is none other than Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. What can be the state of the illness and sickness of that companion at that moment when the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla himself would ask him, what is your condition, O my companion? How do you feel right now? How would that companion respond to his master? Like Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was sick and ill, especially after his recovery, being in the slavery of Umayyah, and he was freed from the slavery by the command of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by the request of Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. For several days he remained unconscious at the house of Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And finally, when he gained his consciousness, he was told that the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla had visited him repeatedly. Allahu Akbar. But he was unaware, because every time he gained his consciousness, he would just eat something very little and then he would then rest again. But when he recovered completely and when he realized that he was honored by the visitation of the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, dear viewers of Madinah Channel, he began to cry. And it was that moment when the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then came to visit Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu. Allahu Akbar. At that time, his kaifiyat, his condition is beyond imagination. He cried, Allahu Akbar. He is such fortunate that the history has, in the seerah, it has been mentioned at this stage when the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to visit him, Allahu Akbar. He was honored to the extent that the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam kissed the forehead of Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu and inquired about his health and asked him, oh my companion, how do you feel? And likewise, many other companions when they were sick, like Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, Allahu Akbar. Many companions, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and many other family members as well, who suffered any fever or sickness, and wherever they lived, this is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he would go and travel out there to go and visit them. If there was a loss in the family, he would go and give condolences, dear viewers, or else he would go and make dua for the sickness and illness of that companion to be removed. How fortunate are those, dear viewers of Madinah Channel, that would have the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla making dua for them. The Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Bilal, O Bilal, you are the first ummati of mine who have endured that amount of hardship for the upliftment of Islam. Allahu Akbar. It will always forever be recalled that you are the first to sacrifice for the sake of Islam. May Allah Azza wa Jalla pardon our sins for the sake of Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So dear viewers of Madinah Channel, we were discussing that the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla would inquire about the companions who were present and who were not present as well in the masjid. And this is how he went to visit that young man and given him such beautiful du'as and advices, subhanallah, that fever is a share from the hellfire. And there are blessings within this. This is the benefit of being a Muslim, of being an ummati of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that even your sickness and your illness is a form of expiation for your sins. That if you spent a single night in fever, you should be hopeful that Allah Azza wa Jalla has pardoned your sins. Allahu Akbar. And we should not never lose the reward and the thawab of that which Allah has saved for you or has given to you for observing sabr and patience. How we can do that? By complaining about the hardship that we go through or about the illness that we may suffer, such as a minor headache, for example, or a minor body ache or problem, or whatever it may be, dear viewers of Madinah Channel. If it is something, of course, that you need to discuss, it is a different matter altogether, but something which is within your control. And not having sabr and patience, perseverance over any calamity which Allah has tested you with, would make you lose the reward and thawab. So, alhamdulillah, there are many occasions that the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla visited his companions. And now, we want to mention this beautiful narration that the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla went to visit Sayyidina one companion because he had very high fever. So the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla asked, how long have you been in the fever? He replied, for 7 days. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, you have a choice. If you wish, I will pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla for your well-being. Allahu Akbar. And recovery if you desire. And if not, then be patient. And the reward for this is immense. He repeated this 3 times, dear viewers of Madinah Channel, that if you wish, I will pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla for your well-being and recovery, or you can be patient. Allahu Akbar. He repeated this 3 times, then said, you leave, or you will leave this fever the way you left the womb of your mother. The companion mentioned, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have chosen to be patient. Allahu Akbar. And the reward for this sabr and patience over the 7 days of sickness is that Allah Azza wa Jalla will make you such as if it is the day that you came out of the womb of your mother, meaning without any sin. So look at the benefit. It is as if the day you have come out of the womb of your mother, completely sinless, dear viewers of Madinah Channel, and start and have a new beginning. Worship Allah Azza wa Jalla, repent in His bargah, in His court. Allahu Akbar. Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, grant us the bimari or the love for Medina, Madinatul Munawwara, that love which should develop and become into a sickness, dear viewers of Madini channel, to say the extreme love for Madinatul Munawwara, because when this will increase, you will study the seerah of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. You will study his Mubarak and his blessed lifestyle. Allahu Akbar. And once you do so, inshallah, we will implement that and we will see a difference within ourselves. Even our Islamic sisters as well. The sunnah of walking, the sunnah of talking, the sunnah of eating. Look at the benefits of all these sunnahs and implement that in your lives. Trust me, many of your physical problems that you are suffering with will come to an end as well. Chale aage badhte hain, mashallah. You know, we are mentioning, of course, that sins do remove, or sicknesses do remove sins. Here we present another beautiful hadith, Allahu Akbar, that has been mentioned in a hadith regarding the blessings of contracting a fever, that without doubt Allah Azza wa Jalla removes every sin of a believer due to a single night fever. A renowned tabi'i, elderly personality who needs no introduction, Hazrat Sayyidina Hassan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala li, he states that the honorable companions alayhim ridwan were hopeful that one night of fever would be an expiation for all their previous sins. Who would say this? Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Sayyidina Khaja Hassan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala li said that if any companion of the Holy Rasul would be sick for a single night, he would be hopeful that due to this one night fever, all his previous sins would be pardoned and forgiven. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu anhu mentioned in this regard that one night of fever removed the sin of 1 year. You know, what a beautiful narration this is, subhanallah. Let's listen to understand this. To understand this further, Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, he has stated in this narration, or with regards to this beautiful hadith, dear viewers of Madini channel, that this is because a fever saps the energy of a year. It has also been said that humans have 360 joints, and a fever affects every joint. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi further writes, he says, every joint is subject to a pain and difficulty, which is why every joint becomes an expiation for one day. Thus, if a person has any sickness, dear viewers of Madini channel, Allahu Akbar. So, that affects every joint. And that is to say, he has 360 joints, and that is every day that makes 360 days in a year. So the sins of 1 year is pardoned, dear viewers of Madini channel. May Allah Azza wa Jalla forgive us for the sake of those who are sick, and for those who recover after sickness, start a new life, repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and make tawbah. Have a new beginning. Put a stop to the sins that have been committed. Allahu Akbar. A great tabi'i saint, Sayyidina Urwah bin Zubair rahmatullahi ta'ala, reports from Hadrat Sayyidina Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha that the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once visited a person from the tribe of Banu Ghifar. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, fever is from the heat of hellfire, and it is the share of hell for a believer. Allahu Akbar. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then prayed for him. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, fulfill his wish. The man let out his final breath and passed away. Dear viewers of Madani channel, Allahu Akbar. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are some from my nation who, when they swear an oath, when they take an oath, Allah Azza wa Jalla ensures that their oaths are fulfilled. They are such in my ummah and nation. So subhanallah, we learn from this beautiful parable that it's only at the time of death the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla arrives and makes us recite the kalima. Allahu Akbar, our souls would also leave with ease, dear viewers of Madini channel. Whilst beholding the beautiful face of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, as Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala li made this beautiful plea in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and he says in his munajat,
Ya Ilahi, bhul jao nazar
دیے دیدار حسن مصطفیٰ کا ساتھ ہو.
Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, the meaning of this couplet is, Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I will forget the pains at the time of death. Ya ilahi bhool jaun naz'a ki takleef ko. Oh Allah, I will forget the pains at the time of death if I am to behold the beautiful face of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. It is natural, dear viewers of Madani channel, that if you are blessed with this opportunity to behold and make the ziyarat of Mustafa Jani Rahmat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at that time when your soul is departing from your body, at that time when you are about to leave this world, because this is the divine promise of Allah Azza wa Jalla, kullu nafsin za'ikatul maut. In one verse Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَجَاءَتْ سَكَرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ ذَلِكَ مَا كُنْتَ مِنْهُ تَحِيدٌ. There are various parts of the Holy Quran Pak in which Allah Azza wa Jalla discusses the subject and the concept of death, dear viewers of Madani channel. So this is the divine promise which every person will taste. And when nothing in this world is everlasting, then for what are we chasing, dear viewers? For whom are we chasing? Every blessing of this world is subjected to a reason and subjected to a time frame. Everything that reaches its height also comes back to the ground, dear viewers of Madani channel. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the tawfiq and ability that when our time of death comes, we are able to behold the beautiful face of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Azza wa Jalla pardon our sins and grant us the ability and tawfiq to have sabr and patience upon any type of calamity. Look at the pious predecessors. They would never want to lose any opportunity. Take the wife of Hazrat Sayyidina Fatih Mosili rahmatullahi ta'ala, for example. She was a devoted woman. To say she was a very pious woman and she was a wife of a very pious saint of Islam as well. She fell to the ground. Her toenail snapped due to being tripped with a rock, an obstacle that was on her path. And when she fell, instead of crying about the pain, she began to smile. When her companions then said to her, aren't you feeling any pain? She says, well, the excitement of receiving reward over this pain has kept me far away from even thinking about the pain itself. Allah Akbar. Why should I be concerned about the pain when the excitement of receiving reward from Allah Azza wa Jalla is much more? This is what we must see, viewers of Madani channel. This is what we lack. If only we could bring this into our society. Allahu Akbar. For now, we will break for a Madani pearl, inshallah. When we do return, inshallah, we are going to be speaking about more sicknesses and more of the parables in which the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla had visited his companions. We will include, inshallah, the viewers of Madani channel who are watching us right now, and have any farmaish or any request, you can let us know via the social media. Please stay with us till the end of the episode. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, today inshallah azza wa jal, we will learn about the 11 preconditions that are necessary for an individual on whom Salatul Jumu'ah is obligatory. The first one is that they should be settled in the city. The second, be in good health. The third, be a free person. Fourth, be a man. Fifth, be an adult. Sixth, be sane. Seventh, have proper eyesight. Eighth, have the capability of walking themselves. The ninth, not be imprisoned. The tenth, not having the fear of king or thief. And the 11th, not having a valid fear of harm due to rainfall, snowfall, tornado, and other calamities. Dear viewers of Madani channel, in order to continue to learn such useful information, please continue to watch the English Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
MashaAllah, marhaba, marhaba, welcome back, dear viewers of Madani channel. MashaAllah, at this very moment, after returning from listening to this amazing Madani pearl, we would love to welcome all the viewers of Madani channel. We are, of course, discussing the blessings and virtues of visiting the sick. Trust me, immense blessings. Every step you take who goes to visit the sick, his going and returning, both are so blessed. Allahu Akbar. But we lose this opportunity. Many a times, there is no khulus, there is no lillahiyah, there is no sincerity. It is because maybe perhaps I need to show my face. If I don't do so, then there will be a talk within the family. But if the niyyah and the intention is such only for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, I will go and inquire about the house. If there's anything I could assist and help with, I make intention now from my home, I will assist. Just don't ask for the sake of asking, but do it for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. And trust me, dear viewers of Madini Channel, you will find peace and tranquility and happiness within yourself. We have now come almost to the end of our episode and program, alhamdulillah. We hope that you have been inspired by our episode today, and we make the dua, or we make niyyah to do so, inshallah. Telephonically, perhaps you could maybe do this now, because we are living in a world where we can be smart instead, inshallah. So if physically you are unable to go there, perhaps you could pick up the phone and inquire about their health, if there's anything you could do for them. Allah Azza wa Jalla would perhaps forgive your sins due to this action of yours, dear viewers of Madini Channel. Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha caught a fever, and the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla went to visit her. Allahu Akbar. She states, I expressed my dislike for this fever, and the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla then said to me, indeed fever is bound by orders. Do not curse it. Why do you curse this fever? However, if you wish, I can teach you words by which Allah Azza wa Jalla will relieve you of the fever. And then the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla taught her a dua and supplication, which he said, when I had recited, immediately my fever was then gone. And this is the blessed wife of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Sayyidatana Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu anha. I spoke about the apple of the eye. I'm speaking about Fatima Zahra radiyallahu anha. Look at her account, and she says something very similar. She says, Allahu Akbar, when I was sick, Allahu Akbar, the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla came to visit me and inquired about my health. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madini Channel, the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla then supplicated for me in such a way that I was relieved of my sickness instantly. So there are many blessings that we can attain by visiting the sick, by making dua for them, by presenting our condolences. And dear viewers of Madini Channel, until next time, stay good, be good, do good. And dear viewers, wherever you are, remember, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Start your day with remembrance.